We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This week is all about backroom deals and preying on the stupid teams.
This draft is going to get weird.
Yep.
It would not stun me one bit to see a lot of these teams continue to trade down.
This is a Draft Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness, celebrating 35 years of fitness with a party on Tuesday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Aloha, Beaverton, Division Center, and Vancouver Plaza.
Draft Week with Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Hour number three here on Danny and Dusty on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, there it is. Wednesday hump day.
Quick double check of the phone to confirm which day it is because it all blends together. Whether you're listening on 1080 AM or watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan, we appreciate you. We love you.
We do love you.
Well, most of you.
Don't forget.
No,
the old,
all of you.
Don't
I
forget
love
the
all
old 99.5 KWJJ HD2.
HD2. Never had HD radio. Of all
really?
The tech I've ever had.
It is amazing.
It's fantastic.
I've had plenty of new cars, but none of them. I've had all of the other satellite radio accoutrements, but I've never had the HD slider.
There is nothing quite like hearing this voice in crystal clear HD radio.
Is that what Jeffy sounds like?
Yeah.
It's on HD2?
Jeffy.
I hate you guys so much.
It's true.
Okay. Dude, don't worry about it.
It's all right, Jeffy. We got you.
It's all right. My name is literally Dusty.
It's Danny, Dusty, and Jeffy.
I mean, don't...
It can't be Danny, Dusty,
I don't name Jeff. Shame
You've
here.
Had professional wrestlers named Dusty. Name me one professional wrestling Jeffy. Yeah, bingo.
I mean, that is very true. And, I mean,
what about
I'm
Hefe?
The American dream.
Right?
You can go with Hefe.
Hmm.
Hefe works, right?
Let's see here.
Yeah, Hefe, absolutely. That means
Old
chief.
Boss.
Oh, boy. A quick Google search of Jeffy.
Not good, Bob.
Does not. Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
My God.
No.
Oh, we're keeping that.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Oh, yeah. No, we are.
It's a puppet with a pencil up its nose.
Guess we're not terribly far off.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well.
There's a deep dive waiting to happen here.
Yeah,
coming up tomorrow on Danny and Dusty.
I don't think we will.
Oh, no.
The deep dive.
Oh, no.
This.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
It's from Super Mario League?
I don't know, man. It's a whole world on there. That's happening in a commercial break for sure. Coming up in a little over 24 hours, the NFL draft is going to get underway. And it's scaring me, Dusty.
Why?
There's going to be a team... Teams, and I'm terrified of this because the team that I like has historically in the last 20 years been one of these dummies that is going to botch this horribly.
Well, don't look at it as 20 years. Just look at it as two decades. That's not,
it's
I
not
mean,
as
it's,
bad when it's like two versus 20.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. It's not fair. 20 years. It's just two decades. Plus.
The opportunity to take another big armed quarterback from LSU that only had 1 year of significance. That's frightening me.
Well, you make a decent point.
I'm just
I feel
saying,
like that is warranted, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, I don't want to see history repeating itself.
But I do believe that the red flags surrounding Jaden Daniels are different than the ones surrounding Jamarcus Russell. So you got that, and far less significant. Does that help you?
Sure.
All right. There you go. Antonio Pierce loves Jaden Daniels, which have you guys seen the deep dive that went into the Arizona State sanctions that came down? It just came out yesterday.
No.
Oh, boy.
There a lot there?
Yeah. The NCAA did them a solid by just...
vacating some wins?
Well, by sliding it in and not giving their big victory lap that they could have done about it. It was a pretty big S show when Herm Edwards was running Arizona State football and Antonio Pierce was their director of recruiting.
Mm. Was AP named in there?
Yeah, he's got a show cause. He can't be coaching college football.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot. Mm. There was a lot there. But better in the NFL. Got to play hard. We'll see what they got. Look, Jaden Daniels, this quarterback draft and everything that's being talked about the draft, I've just resided myself just going, I don't know what is going to happen, because look at every single mock draft and you just go, every single insider is just, this is like the smokiest of smoke seasons, because outside of Caleb Williams, it does not appear, even Washington, like we're getting now the smoke signal that Washington isn't, it's not a done deal that they love Jaden Daniels that much. They would be willing to maybe draft somebody else. Now, is that because they believe New England loves Drake May and they may want to squeeze New England into a deal or squeeze somebody else into a deal to jump New England to get Drake May? And they're like, yeah, we're not totally in love with him. We'll slide back a little bit. I don't know. Like, we have no idea, because the only people that do know is the general manager. Was it Adam Peters of the Washington Commanders? That's like where everything's going to start, and it's going to be weird tomorrow, because go through picks 3, 4, and 5, and you tell me concrete on what any of those teams are going to do.
Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports has it going Caleb Williams, Jaden McDaniels, J.J. McCarthy to the Patriots.
Not a fan. Mm. Don't like it.
You've wished J.J. McCarthy on me. What if he falls on you?
Yeah. No. It's a... I have no clue. What I do know is that the success of any of these quarterbacks is dependent on the roster around them, just like any other year in the draft. And I look at New England's roster is a long way from winning time. The Commanders roster is a little bit closer to winning time, but not as close as New England, or not as far as New England is. Minnesota, their move to go up and get a quarterback, they're going to be aggressive because of the fact they do have a roster that's built to win right now. And you're going to have to start paying guys. And the way you can sustain that is by having a quarterback on a cheap deal. And so they are highly motivated to go in and get one of these quarterbacks, because Sam Darnold isn't going to be it. Sam Darnold may be it for the first couple of weeks. If it goes well, maybe the whole season.
When Sam Darnold is it,
push that guy in.
It's talking about, does this person have a giant head? And yes, Sam Darnold is it. But if the question is this person the quarterback for my team, the answer should be no.
And the Commanders need quarterback, because you're not going to roll Marcus Mariota out there. Like, you're just not going to do it. Do the Patriots want to roll Jacoby Brissett out? No. They feel comfortable doing it before, because he has been that spot starter.
Yeah.
But you do need a quarterback of the future. And that's where all of this in Vegas needs a quarterback. They don't have the capital to move up in the draft, to jump really beyond a lot of the reports. One thing that is being signaled is for Vegas to move up beyond 9, which is the Bears' second first round pick, it's going to be really hard, because they don't want to mortgage their future, which should be very appealing to
you,
Danny, because then you're just building in the right way, in the right manner, because there's no surefire bet there. Because you're not getting Caleb Williams. You're not getting the best quarterback in this draft. Like, when the Houston Texans moved up, it was because they were like, we got a shot. We got a chance right now.
There was reporting from The Athletic
to get the guy who we think is number one.
That stated that the Broncos were, in their desire to move up, if their quarterback is available, that they would be willing to put Patrick Surtain II in a deal to move up. Which, he's the one player on your roster right now that is good.
That would be alarming. Well, you got to clear out number 2 for Zach Wilson. So
No, you him wear number three so you don't have to make new ones.
Oh, you just roll out all the Wilson jerseys from last year.
That way you don't have to refund the number threes. I mean, that seems like the cheapest thing possible.
The new buzz right now, though, is that offensive tackle is because of the depth that they have at offensive tackle and the variety of players and systems that they've come from, whether it's Notre Dame, Oregon State, Washington, Penn State. There are certain teams that have identified who their tackle is, and because of that, they want to jump up and make that push up into the we could see an earlier run on tackles than wide receivers, which is what we kind of thought would happen, right? Is that the receivers would go off the board and then the tackles go off the board. The latest smoke signals out of the talking heads and reporters of NFL draft are maybe tackle goes first and then the run on receivers goes. And that changes up how teams are looking at this tremendously, because then the Chargers aren't motivated to move out of five if it's a run on tackles instead of receivers.
Well, speaking of the Chargers, there's been a change in the betting market that doesn't make a whole lot of sense as it pertains to the Chargers ahead of the NFL draft. And we'll get to that more coming up here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Everybody's got a price.
This is Draft Week with Danny and Dusty. Everybody's
brought to you by Crunch Fitness
on 1080 The Fan.
'Cause the $1 million man.
A commercial period deep dive on Jeffy has revealed that, well, there's something there.
I don't know what this is still.
I still don't know what it is, but I'm also not outright rejecting it.
I don't know.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
I may just be calling you Jeffrey from now on.
As in Dahmer.
Whoa.
I mean, Jeffrey is my given name.
Wow.
Man.
I mean, if we change the glasses, though.
Okay, oh, real Lord. Quick. Mm. If I say Jeffrey, what is the first name that you think?
Giraffe.
Thank you. Of course, he's a Jeffrey with a G, but...
Yeah.
Damn, I can't trust him.
That's not Jeffrey. That's Geoff.
Geoffrey. Yeah.
Greg Jeffries.
We all know it's Dahmer.
It is Dahmer. Sorry, Russ.
He took the name. Look, he Adolfed it, okay?
Yeah.
It's how it goes. You can't use that name anymore.
Oh, yeah, God. I wonder how many Jeffs are running around these days. You don't see very many
This is not
like,
helping me.
Jeffs.
I start typing Jeffrey into Google, and the first things that pop up are Epstein and Dahmer.
Oh.
So Jeffy it is.
That might say something about your algorithm, too. Like, I mean, like, what? Hmm. It's sitting there like, what would Jeff want to... Epstein, Dahmer.
This is on my work profile.
Oh boy.
Let's be clear. Our work profiles for the things that we have to do, air quotes, for work, It's dicey at best.
Yeah, you go way down here. It goes Dahmer, Epstein, Merkley, Bezos, and then it just goes to...
You have not named a non-psychopath
yet.
Oh
my gosh. Jeffrey Toobin.
Gone Toobin, huh?
Boy, top three Jeffreys are Epstein, Dahmer, and Toobin. Oh, boy.
It's hard out here for you.
And if you don't know,
said.
If you don't know who Jeffrey Toobin is, that's the guy who was like the first person to get fired over Zoom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because of his extracurriculars when he thought the Zoom camera was not on.
Yeah, well, no, I think he knew the camera was on.
I thought it was like they were taking a break in a meeting. He thought camera was off, and he was like, this is the time.
I was in a Zoom meeting with the PTC down at the beach because we were in lockdown and whatnot. And I thought I turned off my camera and took a shot. And everybody on there was like, did you just have a shot? I'm like, oh, yes.
I resigned my post on the the PTC.
Like, what do you want? I'm sitting on the front porch at the coast.
Lord. And that's why you're Jeffy.
Yeah. Boy, if you want to go good Jeffs, we got Foxworthy. It's tough to be a Jeff right now. You know what? Best Jeff I know. Jeff Rust.
All right, a bar far low enough to trip over.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, man.
No, you're not.
You're right, I'm not. You're right, I'm not.
Goldblum.
Jeffrey Goldblum.
There we go. I'll take that. The pullout kid.
I
What? Where did that come from?
Portlandia.
And you can't take me anywhere.
He sells couches.
Anywhere.
He sells sofas. And he's the king of it. Of selling sofas.
Okay.
That have a bed in them.
Yes, that's right.
They're called pullouts.
Hey, how about this one?
That is 7-9 bull.
There you go, Mr. Fisher.
Yeah, just below 500. Is that your life motto? Just below 500.
Look, a 54% is good enough for the Mariners.
Who am I to criticize 45%, huh?
Come on now. Do you think there's a 45% chance that the Los Angeles Chargers would go out on a limb and draft a quarterback?
No.
Because the betting market seems to have gone from absolutely zero chance in hell to pretty good.
Yeah, this is the weirdest betting trend of the NFL draft. So Joe Fortenbaugh from ESPN put out yesterday, the line opened at Chargers to select a quarterback at 100-1. It's been bet down to 6-1 odds that the Chargers take a quarterback.
And
that is crazy.
Why? Beyond the fact that Herbert's a good quarterback, why would they not do this, Dusty?
Well, they wouldn't do it because, according to Adam Schefter, it would cost them $100 million in dead cap because of the extension that they signed Justin Herbert to. If they were to trade Justin Herbert, do you think at 5, Jim Harbaugh is going to be drafting his replacement for Justin Herbert right now when you need cheap talent that you can use right now because of Herbert's contract, because of Joey Bosa's contract, Khalil Mack's contract? You have so many big deals that you have to navigate through. You need cheap talent that can play right now. There's no way you're drafting a quarterback to take the place of Justin Herbert. Now, the clarifier here is that now a lot of people would go, does that mean that you're going to be like drafting at 5th at the number 5 spot? No, it is Chargers selection, 6-1 odds. It's a quarterback. This one does not make sense to me at all. Unless Harbaugh wants to go, maybe he goes double quarterback system. You know, he's going to zig when everybody else is zagging. He's going to go two quarterbacks in the backfield. I don't know why. I think it'd be a bad bet to put 6-1 on the Chargers taking a quarterback. It's mind-numbing.
I want to find where you can bet against that.
Yeah, right.
Where can I bet against that and get those odds?
When you need linemen, when you need receivers right now, too.
Because they're all gone?
Why would they? Yes. But they don't have Mike Williams.
Gone.
Right? Isn't he gone?
Yeah.
Mike Williams gone?
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen is in Chicago.
Gerald Everett gone.
And now you have, what, Quentin Johnston, the wide receiver that you took out of TCU. That
struggled mightily last year.
Wildly disappointing for you. Your wide receivers are Josh Palmer, Quentin Johnston, and Darius Davis right now, with your tight end room being Will Dissly, Hayden Hurst, and Donald Parham. You need to go receiver or offensive line in this draft. Full stop. That's where the Chargers are. I don't understand the quarterback situation. I don't understand them saying, I don't, unless this is just a flood of money coming in, that of like stupid Michigan fans that are like, Jim Harbaugh, J.J. McCarthy, you're going to be reunited again. No. Why would they go quarterback? It doesn't make any sense. And are you going to say, yeah, you know who's willing to, you know, pay $100 million in dead cap? The cheap-ass Spanos family. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I don't get it. I do not get it. Now, here's where this may happen. Are people accidentally putting in a bet for Los Angeles thinking it's the Rams instead of the Chargers?
Ooh.
Because there was, I got it at plus 1,800 because I saw the reports of the Rams kicking the tires on Bo Nix.
Just people accidentally picking L.A.
Picking L.A.
Ooh, that's a good call. I like that.
Because the Rams have their first-round pick since Sean McVay has been the head coach. And they went F them picks. There has been a little bit of smoke towards if Bo Nix is there at 19, they may take Bo Nix. Is that to kind of sweeten the pot and maybe get Denver a little bit?
A little bit antsy?
Maybe. I don't know why they'd be so worried about Denver. But
anytime you can screw over a team, you do it.
Yeah. You're sitting there and saying, all right.
Make
what
them
is
spend
the
more capital than they need to go get something.
That's right. And so.
You never know when you might run into them.
Whomst knows. But that's the only explanation that I can rationalize right now is why the Chargers would be that team. Because if the Rams are looking at quarterback, maybe they're just that there's that many dumb people or one really big dumb whale.
That's always out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's like, I'm gonna put 100 large on it. And it's like wrong LA team.
Wrong
pal.
LA. And probably that person doesn't actually bother him.
Yeah. Can I end Jeff Rust on a high note?
Mm.
Can I end you on a high note?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
Jeff Bridges?
Ooh. Also, ending him on a high note sounds like you're going to, this is a nice thing you're going to do before you kill him.
Yeah, be like, make me turn and look the other way.
Can I end you on a high note?
Hey, but listen,
that's not where my head went.
That's a pretty solid top two there. That's a pretty solid top two there is Jeff Bridges and Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Can I end you on a high note? It's like, you have great hair today. Boom.
Where am I at a Thai massage parlor?
I'm trying to be nice here.
Jeff Gordon.
Yeah. I've got some coming on the YouTube chat. There's some Jeff Hornacek.
That's not a compliment.
He loved his
coach,
kids.
And he can shoot.
What are your thoughts on ventriloquism?
Jeff Dunham.
I hate Jeff Dunham.
He's funny.
No, he's not. He is absolutely unfunny.
Your name buddies.
He was one of the first comedians I even remember watching as a kid when I would stay up like late on Friday nights watching like Ray Romano and stuff on A&E. And even then when I was 12, I hated Jeff Dunham.
Oh, Jeff Bagwell.
Sure. Old bagpipes.
That's right.
Jeff Van Gundy.
Is that helping your cause?
No, it's not. He's not even the good Van Gundy.
Boy. Is Jeff the...
Somebody tried to say Jeffrey Tambor too, and I'm like, you're not helping my case.
Oh, didn't he get...
Yeah,
he got canceled. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
Like I said,
like he got popped so bad they wouldn't even let him on the second Trolls movie.
Is Jeff the most popular disgraced name? The best least popular name. Jeff Probst from Survivor?
There we go. He's fairly successful, I guess.
There's a lot of people named Jeff. That you don't want to be. Yeah. So Jeff Daniels, Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, see, another good one.
All right. Boy, the fact that Jeff Foxworthy is that high on the list. Mm-hmm.
The Jeff power rankings are tough.
You might be a redneck, bud. Yeah.
A couple of good wrestlers, though. Old Jeff Jarrett and Jeff Hardy.
Okay. Yeah, it's Wrestling Wednesday. Of course. Jeffrey Ross.
Yeah.
The Roast King.
Jeffrey Wright.
I saw a great joke about him last night. Jeffrey Ross looks like Seth Rogen put in the microwave.
That is very cruel.
I was like, but also.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not wrong.
It actually works. And of course, the richest man in the world, though.
Yeah. But also maniacally evil. Yeah.
Super villain. Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
All right. And that is sullying the name of Jeff Rust.
And that's why he's Jeffy.
Damn it.
That's right.
See, because there's no bad Jeffies. Kind of. Well, at least people.
Yeah.
Inanimate objects? Perhaps.
I mean, you and Jeff Bridges don't like wearing pants, so you got that going for you, which is nice.
Which is nice.
Which is nice, right? Coming up next, we will continue talking about the NFL draft. Which player, we're going to go loosely here, in the top 10 is most likely to have that draft day fall? Dun, 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 dun. But first, here's Jeffy with the Sports Center update.
This is Draft Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness.
On 1080 The Fan.
Just a little over one day away from the NFL Draft.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Hey, can I get something really quick before we get to the draft here?
Yeah.
This Year Channel in the YouTube chat.
Mm.
That's their handle, This Year Channel. We're talking about Jeffs. Both famous and infamous Jeffs that are out there. And it says, I think I've read the name Jeff like too many times in the last 10 minutes. It seems like a fake name now. That's a callback to old Ted Lasso where they say a word and you say a word too many times and you're like, doesn't sound right anymore.
That's
you
even know? A callback to the old, that 70s show when Red Foreman got himself all high and he kept saying hip,
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 hip. Yeah. It's like now it's lost all meaning.
It does. Sometimes there are words. And maybe we just normalize the name Jeff for everybody out there, you know?
My name is Jeff.
Maybe, what?
Have you not seen that clip from 21 Jump Street?
I don't remember that.
Oh, it's Channing Tatum.
I've seen 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, he goes into the, my name is Jeff.
Maybe we're just, if we say it enough, nobody will think of Epstein, Dahmer, or Tubin anymore.
Just focus on Goldblum and Daniels and Bridges.
And Rust.
Yes. That is a fantastic Mount Rushmore right there.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weird on that mountain.
It's a lot of weird. That's a lot of weird.
You got this guy, the Big Lebowski, the Pullout King.
Yeah, that's like a...
Harry Dunn.
That Mount Rushmore's at a bowling alley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not a national park, buddy. Well,
that Mount Rushmore is at the bowling alley bar.
Yeah, have Goldblum up there as the fly.
All right, we're out. Okay, NFL draft, let's go.
Yeah, no, Cincinnati Bengals, pass rusher extraordinaire, guy just kind of moves under the radar. One of my favorite players in the league, Trey Hendrickson, has requested a trade from the Cincinnati Bengals. He now joins T. Higgins as a unhappy bungle.
Look, this is fascinating here because he wants more money and security than the Bengals were willing to offer him. And this may be maybe the Brown family rearing their cheap heads again.
Mm.
And
well, they paid Burrow and then he got hurt. And now they're like, oh,
maybe we want to hoard our money again. But right now you have the Cincinnati Bengals are actually in a really interesting spot with this draft because, all right, is this a pass rush heavy draft this year?
No.
Okay. Right now you have Trey Hendrickson, who is a damn good pass rusher.
Yes.
And you have, if you're going to be willing to deal him, this is already a team that has four top 100 picks in this draft. They have 10 picks overall. And you have four in the top 100.
You can go cheap.
You can go cheap, and you're sitting at 18 already, okay? You're not going to get a first-round pick for Trey Hendrickson, but
you'd get one for T. Higgins.
A team that is looking for a pass rusher and wants to and has other holes that they can fill in that first round, maybe you can backfill and get another top 100 pick in this year's draft for Hendrickson. And then you're sitting there, five top 100 picks. You can go cheap at pass rusher. You're going to get good value at 18. You're going to get one of the top pass rushers potentially in this draft. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to jump up, and there's a lot of teams willing to move down, say Denver, for example. They want to take Bo Nix or Vegas, and mm-hmm. you get your wish. But they want Michael Penix Jr. They think Michael Penix Jr. will be there, but everybody knows at 19 which team is looming. We just talked about them, the Rams. Mm-hmm. If they're in business for a quarterback, you can move down to 18, okay? Still get your quarterback that you want, and Cincinnati, and then also get other capital.
Get Trey Hendrickson in a pick.
Well, I mean, you could get, maybe. But I'm saying that if the Bengals deal Hendrickson to somebody else, get a top 100 pick, they can use that pick that they get, package it with 18, move up to 11 or 12, right?
I only say this because Bill Barnwell at ESPN posited this one. Justin Jefferson and the 23rd overall pick going to your Patriots from the number 3 overall pick.
That defeats the purpose of taking a quarterback that is not the top quarterback in the draft, though. You know, like in my mind, that's where my mind goes in this. Is that
who do you hate that more for, the Vikings or the Patriots?
Yes. I love Justin Jefferson. Yeah. I think he's one of the best receivers in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But if your offensive line is not going to be very good. I hope they do improve this year, but Trent Brown is now a Cincinnati Bengal, mm-hmm. their best offensive lineman last year, and they were one of the worst pass-blocking offenses in the entire NFL last year. You don't have a quarterback right now, but if you do go quarterback, you need to get a receiver to help him out, but it's not going to be a monumental jump. I would love to have Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. Patriots haven't had a dynamite receiver since Randy Moss and a game-changing receiver. That alleviates a lot of the pressure for a young quarterback. If you move down to 11 and you get Justin Jefferson, you go and you get whatever quarterback is left. God. I mean, it
may be... That was Jefferson in 23.
Oh, Jefferson in 23 for three.
Because the way they've
I thought you said Jefferson in 11.
No, that was his. And he said that Jefferson is valued, his draft value is about that of a number 7 overall pick. So 7 and 23 enough to move up to 3.
To get you up to 3.
Yeah. That's kind of the point system.
I mean,
another one in here is, what do the 49ers do with Brandon Ayuk? They've talked about endlessly about him. Oh no, he's going to be back. If I'm a betting man, I'm betting on him being traded tomorrow or Friday.
Yeah, the smoke around Brandon Ayuk. He doesn't want to be there. He wants, and look, it's not just a money thing with Ayuk. It's a role situation. And I don't blame him. Right now, he is their fourth target.
Mm-hmm.
It goes.
And he's featured, but he's still down the pecking order.
It goes Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Debo Samuel, then Brandon Ayuk. His numbers have still been outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and he is a really good receiver.
But he's not getting the shine, and that's, he wants the shine.
And receivers have that about them. That's where the diva comes out, right?
That's why I love Aroma Dunze.
You want the ball. But,
that's why I keep coming back to him.
But Aroma Dunze, he got the damn ball. If Aroma Dunze is the third or fourth option, he's probably going to get a little frustrated too, and everybody would. But Ayuk is making it known right now. Like, he wants the shine. And he wants the payday. And so I don't see how San Francisco finagling their way to make this roster make sense under the cap is mind-blowing to me. And John Lynch is using that Stanford education that he has. But I'm with you in that if I'm a betting man. Mm. If I would say that Brandon Ayuk probably does get dealt either tomorrow
or on
Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. You've got, and we'd get through this without really mentioning T. Higgins, another Bengal who's unhappy, who's not had any discussions about his deal in over a year.
It seems like they're going to happy soldier this one, but we'll see how long that lasts.
But again, during the draft, guys that you could potentially see moved that are high value, Trey Hendrickson, T. Higgins, Brandon Ayuk, the Bears running back, because they've got a loaded backfield. They've got three guys back there now. God dang it.
If this is the situation and teams are going to be trading established receivers like this,
Khalil Herbert, God,
this is one of the things that I think Hembo, Greeny's dude,
mm-hmm.
Hembo did a deep dive into the NFL draft and the positions in the last 20 drafts that have signed a second contract mm-hmm. with the team that drafted them. Center is number one, 92%. And then offensive tackle, think about this drop-off, 59%.
Yeah, coin toss, basically.
Guard is 50%. And then you have linebacker is at 48%. Quarterback is 46%. Edge is 44%. Defensive tackle is 40%.
So your best bet and your safest bet is offensive line.
After that, you go corners 38%, along with running back. Safety is 34%. Tight end is 33%. Only 27% of quarterbacks drafted or receivers drafted since 2000 have signed a second deal with their team.
And the reason why that is, and this is echoed here by Daniel Jeremiah, where he made phone calls this morning and he tweeted out, well, I've talked to five different teams so far, and all of them are talking about trading up for an offensive tackle.
Well, this is where receiver is an expendable position.
Mm-hmm. The value asset is looking more and more like the running back.
That's why teams are willing to use high-end picks because more receivers are coming down the pipeline. This year, we have 14. We have 14 receivers that are projected as like starting caliber players in the NFL in this year's draft alone. So you can rotate those guys out. They can go get their second deal somewhere else. And guys like Tyreek Hill will go to Miami, mm-hmm. right? And you're
somebody will pay him.
You have to live with that. Be like, ah. What this year with T. Higgins, Brandon Ayuk, the potential, those maybe even Justin Jefferson and Bill Barnwell's, right? And those are kind of, he just throw those, that's spaghetti against the wall, sure. right? See if it sticks. But if you have three receivers that are established that move on, that's the worst news for guys like Troy Franklin, A.D. Mitchell, mm-hmm. you know,
it bumps
Xavier Legette, moves you down the mm-hmm. pecking order in the draft.
So it's going to be really interesting. We're going to be a little more than a day away, and that's going to dominate the show tomorrow. And we'll get ready. We'll get you ready now to hand you off to Isaac Soup coming up here on Danny and Dusty. Danny the Fan.
Macho Man.
This is Draft Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness.
On 1080 The Fan.
Well, maybe Ireland will plan better this time. The Aer Lingus Ireland Bowl.
The what?
Aer Lingus.
Okay.
The
Aer Lingus.
Aer Lingus.
Okay.
Not cunning.
Aer Lingus Bowl. All right, what do we
Colonel
got?
Colonel Angus.
Yep. Iowa State. Kansas State playing in Ireland, 2025, 0 week.
But why?
You know those very strong Irish populations from Kansas and Iowa?
Okay, I understood like Notre Dame. Notre Dame Navy was a weird one going
no,
over there.
No, that one tracks.
I mean, Navy? The United States Naval Academy?
Yeah, a bunch of short people who drink a lot.
Going over and playing in Ireland?
Yeah.
Okay.
And boats? Yeah. Come on.
Iowa State kind of, I guess I could see Iowa State. Maybe.
Two Kansas very State? Drunk fan bases.
Yeah.
Going to Ireland.
Yeah.
For a week.
But Big 12 is figuring something out.
Yeah.
They're expanding their horizons.
They're branding.
How can we
take a landlocked nation to across an ocean?
That's right. We're going to take these two Midwestern states where I guarantee you go to Ireland. You're like, here's a map. Find Iowa. Find Kansas. They're going to be like, nope.
0% chance.
I'm out.
But also, the people of Kansas and Iowa are going to blend in very well in Ireland. Until you hear them speak, they will look like they belong.
Yeah, that's an odd move. I'm here for it.
Just pasty? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much.
Yeah. The drunkest people at the resort last time I was in Mexico were from Iowa, so might make sense.
Look, I've spent a lot of time in that
very
part of the country.
Obnoxious.
It's a lot of booze.
Yeah.
Good for them. That's where I discovered the Clamato in the beer.
Ew.
In Iowa?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a fan.
I went over to a buddy's house back home, and they were all doing it, and I was like, they're like, try it. And I tasted it, and I wanted to die.
No, a lot of people love their Clamato and beer. It's, like, I'm good for a decent red beer every now and then, but not Clamato.
I'm
You're gagging right
now. Fighting back the urge to throw up everywhere right now.
All right. It's
terrible.
That sucks.
So, but yeah, I think that's probably the most unhinged 0 week we'll have in a while.
Yeah, but the people of Ireland will appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
Who's giving up a home game for that one?
I don't know. I didn't dig that deep into it. I just saw the matchup and went, oh, yeah, that's going to be drunk. The beer snakes coming out of that one would be great.
Hey, unlike last night, tonight we have zero potential of road wins in the playoffs. You have the Celtics are 14.5-point favorites over the Heat.
Yeah.
Pelicans, 7.5-point dogs to the Thunder.
The Celtics yesterday were -1,300 on the money line tonight. I can't remember the last time I saw a playoff game that sideways.
You know what you need to do is you need to tag all those people in Miami that you hate and put a bet on. See, like, hey, I'm riding with the Heat today. -1,300. Worth $5 of your time, $10. Just put it down and be like, hey, I ride with you guys tonight.
Just so you get one gentleman sweep.
Yeah, yeah.
We got one off him.
And watch him just be insufferable about stealing home court. It'd be great.
That would be pretty good. Not gonna lie.
All right. Up next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's prime time with Isaac and Souk. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. See you Thursday right here on The Fan.
Bye.
Jeffy.
Macho Man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.